taking good care of ourselves as we go into practice. Always remembering that instructions for sitting in an upright and dignified way are instructions of kindness, of ways we care for ourselves. It's not to be stiff like a soldier. General principle is to have a soft front so that we're open and receptive and kind, and a strong back so we have resilience, so we have a sense of strength, fortitude to meet whatever life is dishing up. As always, rolling shoulders if you like, loosening them, head to. What do you need in your body to just release any tension? Softening down to the fingertips. See if you can just let gravity take care of holding your arms and hands in your laps. And feel too that sense of gravity down through your torso, into the chair, through your bottoms, down to your feet. So these downward sensations that help us to feel grounded and strong, steady and settled. And then the upward sensations through the upper part of the torso along the length of the spine. Again, maybe rolling the shoulders to connect with that again. And then let them go flat to the back. Let your chest, your heart lift. And feel the openness there, the receptivity, the heartfulness, the courage. And then feel too along the length of the spine, the length of the back, that sense of strength, fortitude. And then last but not least, care for head and neck. Soft as you're able, releasing any tension. Letting the eyes be soft and downwards. This helps for calm. That's why we do that. And we do what we can to let the eyes be still. That also helps for calming. And then just check if there's any clenching in the jaw, mouth, and see if just noticing that can help you release, let go, soften. And take a few moments to just now notice how this posture feels emotionally. Through the sensations, notice the emotions from the posture. Posture that embodies our intentions for that receptivity and friendliness, heartfulness, and strength, resilience, readiness, interest. Interest because there's never anything happening but what's happening now. And now let's engage more with our practice. We're going to engage in an extended breathing space. And so now we'll go into step one, awareness, with our postures and intentions set. We open in awareness and let all the thoughts that are bubbling up be known. The words, the pictures, the memories, and we just let them move through without judgment. They may be pleasant, they may be unpleasant, letting them move through and be known. You get caught up in a whirlpool of thoughts, storm of thoughts. Really feel into body once again. And remember your intentions. Notice too whatever emotions are here. And their pleasantness, unpleasantness, as they are. Be sure to notice pleasant ones as well as unpleasant ones. The full spectrum. Maybe even kind of neutral emotions. Naming and acknowledging these emotions as they show. And noticing if any are connected to any of the thoughts. And then step three of step one of the breathing space is to scan through the body So now really take your time with this, perhaps scanning from head to toe and back upwards, or just one direction, whatever works for you. And opening to any places of tension and guarding, any aversion for what's unfolding in the moment, as felt in the body. Letting it all be known and welcomed and allowed to move through. Noticing pleasant sensations along with any that are unpleasant. And then allowing yourself over the next few moments to begin to let go of mind, heart, body. Don't rush. Take your time to let them be just as they are in the background of awareness. And trying on coming into step two of a breathing space, where we gather attention into breathing. Possibly counting the breaths, or placing a hand on belly or chest. And not pushing away other experiences, but rather just letting them be, and just keep coming back to breathing as a way to get a little more settled and stable, collected. So not out of aversion do we let these other experiences go, but rather from a place of great care and kindness. And then expanding around the breath to take in the whole of the body in step three, as you feel ready. And if it feels more skillful for you to just stay with the breath in one spot, then to do that. Otherwise, trying on expanding around the breath again, feeling the whole of the body and all of the different sensations, the pleasant, the unpleasant, the neutral ones, coming and going in this wide field of awareness. We might possibly notice where some of those earlier thoughts or thought emotion bundles are residing in the body. We might open to those, recognizing, allowing, investigating them, and noticing that they're not always so, but it's nature rolling on naturally. Or any other strong sensations. Might do a little rain practice with. And then when it's no longer holding our attention, we can just come back and feel breath and body as a whole again. At any point, giving yourself soothing touch, anything that feels particularly troubling in body, mind, heart. Letting whatever is arising, let it arise with kindness and care. And remembering too, kindness and care can sometimes mean just coming back to something simple like the breath or the feelings in your feet or your hands, something very grounding. The soothing touch. And beginning now to finish off our practice. Little bit of loving kindness. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves and one another. May we all be safe. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy, peaceful, happy and free. May we all be happy. And may we all live with ease. May we all joyfully care for ourselves and one another with ease.